In the story we had last time, we discussed Hillel and the fact that Hillel learned Torah in extreme poverty. And in the world to come, if someone's going to claim that he couldn't learn Torah because he was poor, so they're going to ask him, were you poorer than Hillel? Hillel was so poor, and nonetheless he learned Torah. And today, we're going to learn about a person who was on the opposite side of the spectrum, who was extremely wealthy. The Gemara tells us that there was a wealthy man named Charsom in the land of Israel, and he owned whole cities. The people of the cities used to have to work on his behalf. He had ships. He used to import goods and make a lot of money. And he was a tremendous businessman. And he had an only son, Elazar, who was the famous Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom. So that when Charsom died, Rabbi Elazar, his son, inherited all of this tremendous wealth. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom never took time, never in his life did he go out to see the cities that he inherited. Never did he go to see the ships that he were doing his business for him. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom loved learning Torah. And he didn't want to be bothered with the businessmen. You know, sometimes we think, I'll just take a peek. I'll just say hello. I'll just go look. And Rabbi Elazar knew that if he starts developing a relationship, if he just goes and says, hi, I'm Elazar, I'm your boss, well, once he's opened the door, they'll come knocking. So,
how did he get the money from them if he didn't say hello to them?
I guess it was set up already.
Oh,
set up from his father's time.
So it's like it was a bank, and he just took out his credit card at that time. And
so, it says that Rabbi Elazar wore simple clothing, took a sack filled with flour so he could make himself bread, and he secretly left the house and went to another city to learn Torah. He knew that if he stays around home, people are going to come knocking. They're going to ask him, what should I do with this business or that business? So he went to another city, learned Torah there, when he thought maybe people would be on to him. So he went in the next city. He traveled in order to continue learning Torah. Wherever he came, he'd sit as though he were one of the students and learn with great desire. After time passed, he became the great Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom. And he continued traveling to learn Torah more and more. Now, one time he was traveling and he bumps into his own servants. They didn't recognize him. He seemed like a pauper to them. So they look at him and they say, what are you doing walking around as though you got nothing to do? We saw you leaving the city that belongs to our master, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom. And if you were in that city, then you have to do some of the service, some of the work that everyone in the city does. Come with us and we're giving you work to do. Now, Rabbi Elazar didn't want to reveal to them that he was Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom.
He was very much.
So he said to them, please, let me go in peace. I want to learn Torah. So they started yelling at him, you lazy bum, we're not letting you go. You got to work for Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom just like us. So he begged them and they wouldn't listen. And he said to himself, under no circumstances will I reveal to them that I am Elazar ben Charsom. So what did he do? He took all the money he had with him, and he had money to cover costs, and he gave it to them, and he said, please, take my money and let me go. So the slaves took the money, and they went their way, and he went his way. And he said, if I could only learn Torah, that's worth more to me than that money. Let them have the money. Let me get away without telling them who I am. The Gemara brings this story